You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Jangle Heaven, and I am your host, DJ Jack. Welcome back. Starting off there with some Wire, Kidney Bongos from A Bell Is a Cup Until It's Struck, which is, you know, some poppier Wire. But today I have a few things planned. So the first half or so, maybe a bit more of the show will be some stuff I found, generally the usual style. A lot of American bands this week, though, which is a little bit different. But I actually wanted to try something out in the second, towards the end of the show, which is, you know, if Jangle Heaven is this sound, this perfect pop sound that these jangly guitars come together to create, what is the opposite? So I've picked out a couple songs that have a lot of these jangly guitars, but in a very different way, in a darker less poppy way. It won't take up too much of the show, but it's something I've been thinking about for the past few weeks, so I wanted to try it out. Anyway, moving on, we have some Game Theory with Waltz the Halls Away.
I'm not afraid to die.
You just heard The Death of Pop by The Rub. Before that was Starting Again by The Cry, Oddity by The Clean, Pink Litmus Paper Shirt by R. Stevie Moore, and Waltz the Halls Away by Game Theory. And unlike usual, all but The Clean are American bands or artists. And even The Clean is not British, which is rare for a set on this show. Now we'll move on to a couple more songs in the first set of the show. Well, not exactly the first set, but it's a set and a half, I guess, of poppy, jangly stuff, like I usually play. And then I'll come back again to help explain the next segment of the show, which will be a lot of more post-punk, some experimental, and maybe even some post-hardcore music that incorporates jangly guitars in a much different way, in a less poppy way, in a way that could not really be described as jangle heaven. But here it is. I have a few more songs, just a couple, and then I will come back again.
Thank you. I climb sublimely, silences the wise. I know that if I try, I'm gonna take a fall at once and splatter there between my lies. The only time I can write a song that's really, really real. The best a man can say is how it's play on Jim's heel. And though he only knows as much as time to hit reveal. Among our chances, there's a chance we can choose. And if uncertainty will give us that permission, then it's impossible to lose. The only time you can write a song that's really, really real. The best a man can say is how it's play on him to feel. And no, he only knows as much as time to him reveal.
You just heard Time by Richard Hell and the Voidoids, famously the guy I want my kids to stop dressing up as. And before that was Ex-Con by Smog. I actually was inspired by Andrew's show last night where he played some Bill Callahan, some Smog. So I wanted to add that in there. Two more Americans, interestingly enough. But this next portion of the show will more than make up for the lack of British artists, aside from Wire, at the beginning of the show. But first, I'm going to read a PSA. This is numbers to think about, Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates a carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And with that done, we can move on to the first time I've attempted Jangle Hell, which is the opposite of Jangle Heaven, and it's some guitar music that is a little bit different. A lot of this is post-punk music, not really no wave, but I guess you could throw that in there. Some of these are definitely a stretch, but I just thought it would be fun. So I'm going to start off here with some Public Image Limited, John Lydon's band after Johnny Rotten's band after leaving the Sex Pistols. And I'll play a few songs and come back before the end. But I hope you enjoy this new segment. I don't know if I'll do it again. Probably not. But it'll be a good time. Enjoy Pop Tones. We'll be right back. back again. That was She's Beyond Good and Evil by the pop group off their album Why. Before that was Paper Hats by This Heat. That's my favorite from the set. And Pop Tones by Public Image Limited. So we have some of this jangle hell going on. It's not very poppy, but it is good music, and it does feature jangly guitars. So these are songs that were really the precursor to the more the jangly pop style that came a few years later, and it's definitely what some of these bands were listening to. I don't know, I think the guitar sound probably carried over a bit. There are a few bands that I've played that have kind of done both, but it did change very fast. But I do have a few songs later that were either during or after the time period of the music I typically play, so you can sort of see the crossover. But anyway, we can continue on here with the song that kind of inspired this. This is Discipline. Thank you. at the end of the show here. thanks for listening to something a little different. You just heard Brave Men Run in My Family by Sonic Youth, and before that, Discipline by King Crimson. And these are some very jangly songs in some ways, but not in the traditional way, I guess. And this one too, Demons Sing Love Songs by Unwound. All great songs, but just not the usual style. So yeah, that's all I have for today. And I'll come back and listen next week.